Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard.
Good evening. I'm Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you are here for another wonderful Wednesday night with Have You Heard?
I have heard that it's going to be wonderful this evening.
Excellent.
And why do you think it's going to be wonderful, Matthew Altizer?
Because I'm here.
You're here a lot.
So it's always wonderful.
Always wonderful, though.
It's because we have a very special guest in the studio.
That's true.
For one last time.
One last time.
Yep. Big last hurrah.
Well, Mitch Shiner, thanks for joining us. I know this is kind of a impromptu last minute thing, but I thought that it would be apropos to have you come in to the show before you move back to the Northland.
The Northland, yes. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm moving back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Tuesday, which is not that far from here. It's only like 4.5 hours from here.
It's not that bad.
It's just a lot colder. The day I'm supposed to drive, the high is 12. Yeah.
Hope your heater works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mitch, how long have you been in Indianapolis?
I moved here right after college, so I've been here since the summer of 2014. But I went to school at IU in Bloomington and had been playing up here pretty much all those 4 years of school.
Right.
And, I mean, I've been in the area for about, six years now.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
So,
well, you've become a fun guy to have around the scene. When you moved up here, you're hanging out and doing all that, all the appropriate things for, you know, people. When I moved up to Indy, I hung out all the time, and I don't hang out as much as I should. I should be going out and hearing more music, but I think in the spring it'll be much easier for me to get out. But I have to say that, you know, we're going to talk about your time here in Indy and what you've learned. And, you know, well, I think and we'll hear my opinions and Matthew's opinions about your life and about the scene here in Indianapolis and all that good stuff. But I think before we really get into all of that, I want to play just a couple tracks from your big band record.
Sure.
We met, I think, probably with the BWJO or the Midcoast Swing Orchestra doing some gigs here and there.
Playing bass drum and bass trombone hits together.
Yeah, exactly. And really enjoying that because that's a lot of fun. And, from Christmas Tree, right? but then I think Brent said, yeah, Mitch is working on a big band record. And I'm like, oh, really? He's a great writer and just this wonderful energy and all this stuff. And then you came on the show, we played some of it, and I was really blown away. And it has remained in my circulation of listening stuff. And even though I don't know the original tune of this, The Wrecking Ball by Miley, whatever, I just know, isn't she like on a wrecking ball swinging around?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that tune. This is like, but I love this arrangement of it. So you wrote and arranged arranged everything on this record, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are 10 tracks, 5 of which are arrangements and 5 of which are originals. 8 of them are for full big band, plus or minus some other, like they're on one of the tracks I have 2 French horns, and then some others I have vocals, and then 2 of the tracks are Watchful Eyes and An Evening Thought were arranged in the with the same style instrumentation as Miles Davis's Birth of the Cool. So it has 6 horns and then a Latin jazz rhythm section instead of drum set. So
yeah, the players is quite extensive here. You know, you've got a lot of people playing a lot of different things, but it all comes together. It's a very, it's a nice cohesive sound. It's on the Patois Records. So PATOIS records.com, mm-hmm. or you can find out more information at shinymusic.com. This came out in 2014. Yeah. We've played some of it before, but just to get people familiar, I like to play Wrecking Ball and the title track, Fly.
Sure.
Just right back to back. And then we'll get into Mitch Shiner, The Adventure.
Sure. A couple more quick words about sure, Wrecking Ball. Sure. I put a bit of a twist on it. I combined Miley's song with some folklore from Cuba, specifically the god of the deity named Ogun, who's responsible for war, iron, and politics. And in the Cuban religion of Santeria, all of the deities have songs and rhythms that are associated with them. So I figured it would be a little adventurous to smash together songs about the god of destruction with song about destruction with a wrecking ball.
Cool. All right, so listen for that. All right, here it is. Wrecking Ball, Ogun, and Fly by Mitch Shiner, our guest tonight on Have You Heard?
Okay, Ogun ya canile, Ogun kobu kobu, Ogun ageri ogo. Ogun fina malu engwelin andoloro ekum feu, tani guarguru osibidiki alaluya mojuba Ogun.
was Wrecking Ball, Ogun, and Fly by Mitch Shiner and his great band Blooming Tones Big Band. I'm Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you are listening to Have You Heard on 88.7 WICR. You could be listening online at WICRonline.com.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio. Mm-hmm. iTunes Radio.
iTunes Radio. Apple TV Radio.
You can just hear us all over the place.
Yeah. And maybe soon other ways, too. Yeah. Maybe we'll come to your house.
That's right. Pay us enough money. We'll come to your house and record
just
a show.
Feed us. Feed us. We're hungry. But hey, our guest tonight is Mitch Shiner, spectacular drummer, vibraphonist, composer, arranger. Anything else on your business card we should know about?
I like to cook.
Okay.
But that shouldn't go on my business card.
Yeah, probably not. Let's not go there.
No, we don't need to go there.
Although we do end up talking about food a lot on the show. When Joel was here, shakshuka was the topic of discussion.
He introduced me to that great dish.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something similar, just like a tomato-based sauce with some poached and poached eggs in it.
Sure.
With some basil.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm gonna work on it. I'll keep working on it. Griffin liked it, so that's all that mattered, really.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Mitch. So we mentioned that you're moving back to the big Milwaukee, the big W.
Yes.
W up there in the Northland.
Mm-hmm.
And so your time here in Indianapolis, well spent, waste of time. What's the thing? I mean, be honest with us now.
Yeah.
We're all friends here.
Very, very well spent, I think. So going to school down in Bloomington, I got to meet Brent Wallerab, who had asked me to come up and play with his band, the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, and the Midcoast Swing Orchestra. And through those two bands, I got to meet, I mean, they're big bands, so you get to meet 20 people all at once.
Yeah. Good point.
So I figure
good
I was
math.
Like, you know, yeah. Well, you know, anywhere between 15 and...
Yeah.
Depending on the night.
Well, mm-hmm. Some of the trumpet players have, like, you know, double personalities.
Yeah.
So you
or no personality.
Or no personality. Yeah.
You know who you are.
Or you don't know who you
right.
are.
Yeah. So, sometimes I do. You know, so I'm getting to meet all those people through college, and then I was like, you know, I should probably, you know, figure out a way to make it work, having met all those different instrumentalists and figuring out what they did, in addition to playing in Brent's band, because, I mean, like, Tom Meyer and, like Mike Strickland and, Jeff Conrad also do a lot of the studio work and stuff that, and you do too, that comes through town, which I was very lucky to be able to participate in while I was here. You know, and not having met those guys, I wouldn't have even been able to consider that as an option to get something to do. Mm-hmm. And through on the studio sessions, I mean, it was really, really fun and very eye-opening. I mean, I'm 22, 23, 24 years old in the same percussion section as like half of the guys in the ISO. And we're playing cowbell and tambourine on Bruno Mars. So like a sixth grade band arrangement of Bruno Mars, you know, it's just these very fun experiences that it's like one thing kind of leads you to the next, but I can pretty much trace all of that back to the guys that I've met through BWJO,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which has, yeah, really provided me with like a very rewarding and cool musical experience while I've been here.
Yeah. And so one of the great things I think about Indy is that there's a lot going on, but there's also lots of room and space for new things and new projects and
right.
stuff like that. And so I know you've worked with a lot of different people since you've been here. And so you're moving back to Milwaukee. So what's the plan when you get up there? I know your girlfriend has a great job, so... Mm-hmm. Just going to stay at home and cook?
Yeah, stay home and practice and cook.
Yeah.
No. You'll hear some of the music that I'm kind of working on for this particular instrumentation. But I have a vibes quartet with electric guitar that I kind of want to turn into a quasi-jazz jam band
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. I feel like the object of this, the Bloomingtons big band record, was to try to figure out ways to make big band music more accessible to kids and people of a younger generation who likely have not heard of big band music or what it could be. So a song like Wrecking Ball that they know, presented in a different, like a little bit of a different light, would open up a newer audience's ears to music that we love, which would be big band jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. I feel like that same thing can exist in a smaller format as well. So with like amplified instruments and some other like more modern composition stuff like that can be, you know, more accessible to people who are, you know, just want to like go to a sports bar, I guess, and hear, you know, they're just like this band, you know, but it could be considered a jazz band if you wanted it to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, you have an example of this. I think we should go ahead and play it now. This is from a live performance at the mm-hmm. Jazz Kitchen.
Yep.
Shake It Off, which you've informed me is a tune by Taylor Swift.
Yep. This one.
I love learning stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
this tune I wrote for three horns. It's trumpet, tenor saxophone, and trombone, piano, bass, drums. Joe Anderson is playing trumpet. Alex Young is playing tenor. Brennan Johns on trombone, Sean McGowan is playing piano, and Bobby Sharman is playing bass, and I'm playing drums on this.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. It was a nice sextet, arranged by Mitch Shiner from a live recording. Shake It Off.
Thank you.
Shake It Off, arranged by Mitch Shiner, who is in the studio with us. I am Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you are listening to WICR 88.7 on this fine winter evening.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. We're on every Wednesday night. If you need to reach us,
and many of
reach
you do
through us,
need to reach us.
To us. You can email us. We have electronic mail, and it's the address is hyhjazz@gmail.com. And we also have the Facebook page, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. All one word, have you heard jazz?
Have you heard jazz?
Sometimes. That's why we do this.
Sweet.
Yeah. We do it for many reasons. Have you heard is already taken, Facebook page.
Is that right?
And it's quite a different subject.
Uh-oh.
Than what we do here on the radio, playing jazz music.
Devil music.
So, yeah, that's right. Your toe might start tapping. That means you're going to go to hell. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mitch Shiner, it's been great talking to you and listening to your music. That was a cool arrangement. Nice sextet. So when you get to Minneapolis,
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
It's called, doesn't matter. It's called.
Up there, it starts with a consonant. Okay. You have some stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scene like up there? Like, I know it used to have a pretty spectacular jazz scene.
Yeah, still is going very strong.
Good.
The Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, it used to be a degree-granting institution, but now is...
Another cheesemakers?
What? Yes. They have a lot of different classes, and the faculty that teach there are pretty awesome, including one of my former teachers, Dave Bayless. He's amazing. Mark Davis is an awesome piano player, and another trumpet player by the name of Jamie Brevik, who started an organization called the Milwaukee Jazz Vision that is like a... It's an educational thing, and they support scholarships, and they have a competition, I think, every year, and they are promoting a lot of really good creative music in southeastern Wisconsin. Southeast.
I'm just trying to picture southeastern mm-hmm. Wisconsin. Got mm-hmm. it.
Northern yeah. Chicago.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. And there actually is a lot of a fair amount of crossover between the Chicago guys and the Milwaukee guys.
Yeah.
And we know and two musicians from our old Owl Studios days.
Mm.
Rick Germanson, the great pianist, mm-hmm. Who now does his thing in New York City. He's originally from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the great organist Melvin Ryan.
Melvin Ryan.
Lived in Milwaukee for a while.
And Buddy Montgomery. Also.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I believe he died in Milwaukee.
Oh. Well.
Don't quote me on that, but something tells me. I think
you did
so.
Not hear that from here.
Yeah, but it's on the radio forever.
Yes, forever and ever.
Forever.
Yeah. Well, cool. There's so, seems like there is a scene, and you have picked up some tools here to bring with you to create kind of your own thing happening. You mm-hmm. have some places lined up you're going to hit up.
Yeah, one of the great clubs is going to reopen. It's called the Jazz Estate.
Fancy.
It's when I was a young warthog, going to throw one to my Disney people there. It's like this small little club. It's probably like twice the size of this studio. That's it. Maybe
that's small.
That's very small. Yeah. And like you like could not turn around in the bathroom. It was like very small. Actually, it was probably about the size of the Chatterbox.
That's pretty small.
Basically. And they used to have smoking in there, and I would go and stay out. You know, I was like in. High school and like later in middle school when Jamie was my band teacher, you know, we'd go and stay out really late there and just like come home smelling like cigarettes all over the place, you know, but just getting to hear these amazing musicians and Jamie would let me sit in with his band. called Clam Nation, and he had this other one called Choir Fight. That was very cool. But yeah, just so that place is reopening. I just saw another thing online that they're going to put another like jazz venue downtown. There's this other place called Caroline's, and then at the hotel, the Pfister Hotel, both in the like the restaurant part of that, and then there's a bar on the top floor on the 22nd or 23rd floor that overlooks the whole city. So there's a place called Blue, and that's where right now a lot of like the bigger name New York people are coming through, like Joe Magnarelli, awesome trumpet player, is coming in in a couple weeks. I think the Bad Plus are coming in February. Can't remember if they're coming to that venue or if they're coming to a different place, but cool. Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, good, man. Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, I think Indianapolis is a good, this, you know, it is a small scene, but there's room for growth, of course. And we have everybody graduated from every Indiana institution and moved here. It'd be saturated. I think it'd be a little rough. But, you know, I think it is a good place to kind of, you know, dig your heels in, figure out how to do some stuff. And, you know, I did, and I just haven't left. So congratulations, Mitch.
I wasn't planning on it yet. Mark Buscelli gave me, he was like, Mitch, you better leave after like 3 or 5 years. You better go. I was like, okay, Mark, fine. But I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I got that too. When I first moved up here, everybody said, don't get comfortable, get out of here. Go to Chicago, go to New York, go San Francisco, wherever. Well, one person, and there's actually somebody that I respected highly, he has since passed, but he was like, when everybody ended the rant of don't move here, they all would walk away, and then Larry Wiseman would come over and he'd say, do you need help moving up here? Mm-hmm. I have a truck. And once you move up here, man, you're going to get all these little gigs you don't even know about. And he was right. Yep. Yeah, like everything, just like everything I wanted to do was available to do that. So, but anyway, you know, enough about me.
What I found out too,
here, Mitch, to talk about you, man.
At a certain, like my freshman year of school, I did the Disneyland All American College Band, and that was out in Anaheim, California. And we had the opportunity to like record the marching band and the jazz band stuff at like Warner Brothers Studios in LA, and that was amazing. The soundboard was like, I don't know, the size of the Chatterbox. It was just gonna use the Chatterbox as a like a size reference now. Yeah, it was awesome. And at one point I did think I like really wanted to move out to LA. You know, and I at some point, I mean, that might happen, you know, the cards might stack up in that way and the stars might say you need to go or whatever. But in since then, I think my goals and my mentality has changed a little bit in terms of like what I want from or to be part of an arts community. And I found in Indianapolis that it might be like a mid-sized city, you know, but like for me as a creative person, I think that I thrive really well in a smaller, tight-knit place where people are really, really supportive of one another. Mm-hmm. And that are like, you know, that want you to be creative and want you to go out and do some like crazy thing. You know, and I've been very lucky to meet some really supportive people here in Indy. And I think, you know, having people surrounding yourself with people that want to see you do well is extremely, extremely important. Right. Not to say that that doesn't happen in other like enormous metropolitan areas, but I think it's easier to make an impact on a community in a place that is just more manageable, like Indy or like Milwaukee or Denver or Portland or something like that. You know, where people don't, you know, you're like, oh, the Jazz Center or the Music Center of the Universe is like New York and LA and Chicago and like Shanghai, China, and like that's it. You know, but really there's all these very neat subcultures that are going on. You just have to like look for it.
Right, absolutely. You know. Well, another thing that you put together is a vibraphone quartet.
Yes.
Four vibraphones on the same stage? That's crazy, man.
That would be crazy.
What if it, all everything starts spinning and it like and the resonance just like the stage collapses.
Right. Yeah. It's the whole, we don't want to go about stage collapses here.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, that's a touchy subject here.
Yeah.
Okay, vibraphone quartet.
So the Vibes Quartet, there is one vibraphone. I do play with four mallets, however.
Okay.
Right. That's fun. But it is the recordings that I have here are with electric guitar, upright bass, and drums. I'm playing vibraphone. Brian Yard is playing drums. Joel Tucker is on guitar, and Nick Tucker is on the bass.
Oh, excellent. Well, why don't we listen to this? I think you have Skylark.
Yes.
Beautiful Hoagy Carmichael tune.
Yes.
And we would love to hear it. So here, we're going to play it. This is Skylark. Played by Mitch Shiner and his vibraphone quartet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Skylark by the Mitch Shiner Quartet, played live. Sounded beautiful. Mitch Shiner, we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to play one last big band tune from your spectacular album, Fly, on the Patois label. This is a tune called Brother to Brother. Mitch, best of luck to you, and it's been spectacular working with you and getting to know you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Rich. Yeah, it's been totally awesome getting to play big bands and studio stuff and come and do a couple of these, and looking forward to coming back to Indy and, you know, doing the thing.
The thing. We love it. All right. Take care, Mitch.
Thanks, Rich.
Brother, now we must join our hearts and hands. Yeah, yeah. If we love one another, we hold the key to the promised land. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think of all that we've been through, the shucks and jives and royal blue. Let us pray our time will come when this world will live as one. Brother to brother, now don't let the devil get you down. Oh, 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 yeah. Cause it's bread and it's butter that makes this whole damn world go round and round. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boundaries down and live our lives on common ground.
mothers and fathers, where will tomorrow's children be? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, brother, my brother, let us live our lives in peace. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard?